Ray Foley.
It means three, it's fine.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM. G'day friends, let's do another week of it. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling good?
Groovy.
Feeling groovy?
Feeling off mic.
I've got it. Yeah, are you talking?
Hello, bang, testing, testing.
Bang am the I microphone
even,
there.
Am I even in the room?
It is the mic.
The microphone's on.
I love this lack of consistency when it comes to the audio. It's great.
Is that any better? Not much.
No. Do you want me to hang on.
Could you just give me a little bit of a boost, right?
Yeah, how's
one,
that
two,
now?
1, 2, 1, 1, 1. It's, I mean, we're getting there.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, cool. Loads of people sent me this over the weekend. This is the cat speaking in a Scouse accent. Chris Evans was talking about it on his radio show. I'm talking about dozens of people sent it to me because, of course, it's exactly in my wheelhouse. It's a cat with a Scouse accent. Are you ready?
I am, yeah. Kind of an aggro Scouse accent.
Row. Row. Oh, that's, and that's it. That's just the TikTok noise at the end. Row. Row. Scouse. Come
on.
It is soft launch day 227. Let's go.
Today FM's
cash machine.
Okay, here's your total. 10,870. The Jonas Brothers and What a Man Gotta Do. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. How am I sounding now?
Absolutely terrible.
I love it. Great. Why beat the habit of... Why break the habit of a lifetime? Put you back down a bit again then. And how am I sounding now?
Better.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah, we can do that. We can do radio like that. How's that cat sounding, actually? That's probably more most important. Well, a Liverpool cat. I'm a cat.
I'm a brookie cat.
I'm a cat. A brook. Is the cat watching? Is the cat watching brook sides? Oh, right. The gang's all here. We good today? Are we good?
Yeah, very good, yeah. 4-day week, why wouldn't we be good, you know?
It's a 4-day week?
Ah, here.
You're joking me. Oh, what? My God, Good Friday. Are you joking?
This is in real...
Oh, lads! Oh, it's glorious.
He's not joking.
In real time. Oh, I totally forgot that. Do you know, I'm an atheist or I'm a lapsed Catholic. Mm. But it's on occasions like this that I'm like, yeah, I could totally get into this religion thing again. Oh.
Did you not hear the news there? Ben was just talking about the idea that Good Friday could be made a public holiday for everyone.
When I was in Red, they didn't give us Good Friday off. So since we came back here, I better not say anything actually, but don't give them ideas. Yeah, the last radio station I worked in, we always worked Good Friday. But here, it seems that nobody does. Are we on? Is there a recorded thing? No, it's Monday.
Easter Monday.
I think we're on the Monday, yeah. Oh, that is the sweetest feeling. That is the sweetest feeling. Suddenly realising that it's a short week. What are we going to do with this extra day? What are we going to do with all this time? Oh... on the subject of the Scouse cat, Andrew's over there. Andrew?
Hi, Ray. As someone who's from just originally outside of Liverpool.
Sorry, what? You're from Liverpool? So hang on, does your cat, Andrew, then? Does your cat sound like this? Wow. Because, like, do they naturally speak with a Scouse accent? Mm. Or do you need to train them into it?
Hi, Ray. As someone who's from just originally outside of Liverpool, hearing that cat brought back so many memories of home. Love the show.
Hey! Emotional response there, Ray.
Give Andrew a pen. Give him a pen or an extra 50 listener bonus points, because I swear to God, that put a smile. Do you know what? I nearly enjoyed that as much as finding out that we've got Friday off.
Hi, Ray. As someone who's from just originally outside of Liverpool, hearing that cat brought back so many memories of home.
Well done, sir. All right, with your roll call after Sophie Ellis Bextor, this is the Day FM. Calvin Harris and Tom Grennan there, by your side today FM, playing the music you love. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is a short week this week. I had no idea, on my way to work this morning, absolutely no idea that it was a short week, and now, oh, things are, it's beautiful, it's a beautiful feeling. Of course, if it's a short week, that means it's a long weekend.
La 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 long weekend.
Yes, it is.
La 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 long weekend.
Also, Mairead hates me playing this now, yeah, which makes me enjoy it all the more.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend.
And thoughts and prayers for anyone who doesn't have a long weekend this weekend. We do need to be mindful that not everyone has it. So I do feel sorry for you, but I can only speak from my own perspective that I have it off, that I'm chilling this weekend. 0874 100 102. Let's do a roll call. JP's over there. Jill says, on show, you can't beat remembering a bank holiday for a good feeling. It's right up there with a toy catalogue in the post as a kid from Jill. We can do a texty on this. 0874 100 102. The feelings that equate to a surprise or not realising it was a bank holiday weekend. I've got one for you.
Okay, yeah.
It's Saturday morning. Mm. You've just woken up in the bed. You've just woken up from a dream.
Right.
You're crunchy-eyed. You're kind of just waking up. It's dark in the bedroom.
And you haven't wet yourself. Woo!
No.
Have I shared too much?
That was a TMI moment. What I was going to say was, you're still so asleep that you think you still have to get up for school or get up for work. And then you go, oh no, hang on. Oh no, no, hang on. Hang on, it's Saturday. Oh, it's so gorgeous. Anymore? Stand up. 0874 100 102. Hey Ray, Emma on show. You probably enjoy saying www in Polish. It's voo voo voo. Is that how you say? Can anyone, other Polish people, verify that for us?
We need that confirmed, yeah.
Voo voo voo. Love the show. Hey. A from Emma. So voo 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 to dfm.com, or if I'm to say too many W's, it'd be voo 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 voo.
Too many voos. I would say the good surprise feelings that take you by surprise. Funnily enough, when you go to the shopping centre and there's free food, free sample food.
Oh, that's nice.
And you can like double back around for a second go.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
lovely.
What I mean? Your little mini sausage. Yes, please. I'll have four.
Or a parking space. Oh, but yeah, as you're pulling into the parking space, the person.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. The person in the other parking space in front of you, yeah, oh, go on, yeah, go on, tell me. They pull out just as you're pulling in, and then you can drive all the way across and into their space. So then when you're pulling out, you can drive straight out.
Oh, yeah.
You can drive straight out of the parking space. On show, lads, I've washed the units in the kitchen, and I feel like Tony the Tiger. Great! It's only when I started wiping that I noticed they were minging. Love the show. Hey. From Francine. That is an ongoing thing in our house, which is why I don't do any. I do a lot of tidying. I'm a tidier, but I'm not a cleaner.
Right.
Because once you start cleaning, you start realizing, Jesus, this place is filthy. We live like animals. And Kevin's over there. He says, on show, Ray, you're a mild-mannered guy.
Huh?
Am I stupid to be getting annoyed about kids drawing hopscotch squares in chalk on the road outside the house? Well, this is the thing. You're going to be getting a lot of this now. Kids enjoying themselves over the next couple of weeks because they're on the Easter holidays. The Easter break is on now, Kevin. They're ruining our lives with their joy and vigour.
Down with that sort of thing, yeah.
P.S. I don't own the kids or the road, from Kevin. Hang on a minute now. So there, is it near your house though, Kevin? Like,
see, Kevin, if it rains, it'll wash away the chalk. If it was like oil-based paint, you'd have a problem.
There is an element of looking and going, look at that mess now. Look at them bringing down the neighbourhood.
Ray Foley.
Triggered.
But again, I'm a tidier, not a cleaner. So
just leave it.
Best to just leave it alone, Kevin. Are we playing Niall Horan?
Next. The last word with Matt.
Kylie Minogue spinning around. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello. Brett Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you doing?
Feeling great. Feeling great today. An unexpected surprise in the form of Good Friday. It's not going to be a good Friday. It's going to be a great Friday. This Friday. Actually, this weekend, it's the big 500, isn't it? Yeah, voting closes tonight for our Easter countdown of your favourite 500 songs of all time. Why is it closing tonight? Why doesn't it close on Thursday night?
I think they probably needed a bit of time to collate all the votes,
oh,
right?
Oh, give me a break.
Come on.
Come
what
on,
are you
get your
about?
Finger out of your
Respect
ass.
Respect the process,
Come
Raymond.
Come on. Give us a little more time to vote.
You know what's going to be a top 10 of AC/DC, 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 and continue.
If you like AC, is AC/DC on the list?
Probably, yeah.
Of your top 500 songs of all time, the top 15 are AC/DC songs. Get on to todayfm.com before midnight tonight. Vote for the music you love. Besides, I mean, it doesn't have to be AC/DC. And you could win weekend tickets for Electric Picnic in September. And then listen in on Good Friday and across all the Easter weekend to see if your choice made the cut. We're asking what other things are glorious, glorious little surprises you weren't expecting that can put a smile on your face and make your day. Not realising it was the Easter weekend. That's definitely one of them. 0874 100 102. Finding €20 in the pocket of a raincoat you haven't worn in a few months from Sinead. Do you know what, Sinead? Do you know what's a great little tip here?
What's that?
Sinead would apply to you less. But for men, go into the wardrobe. Not all. Now, you just go to the wardrobe. You don't need to go into the wardrobe. Go to the wardrobe, right? And find the suit that you wear for weddings.
Oh, yeah.
And because, you see, the thing is, you were loco at the last wedding. And you were at the bar and you were just stuffing change and fivers wherever you had an empty pocket. And I can nearly promise you, you go digging, there'll be that random pocket. It's like, what even is that pocket for? What about that pocket inside the pocket? Mm. You could find a fiver there, my friends. Hi, lads. We have to work here on Friday. The French ruin everything. From Breed in a very sunny Paris. Breed! I feel so sorry for you, not just because you have to work on Friday, but also because you have to work with French people.
This is it.
My work.
Strike.
And this is the thing.
They love a good strike.
Go on strike. Yeah. And with regard to the voo-voo-voos, yes, I can confirm that WWW is pronounced voo-voo-voo in Polish. I love the show from Joanna. And the letter W is voo in Polish, so yeah, voo-voo-voo-voo-voo-voo-voo-voo.
Too many voos!
Too many voos. Love the show.
Hey.
Look at you dropping the ball every time I do it. And who was that looking for? I'm sorry, Maria's over there. Sorry, Maria, go on.
Hello, Ray and JP, and happy Monday. And how about having 2 weeks off? Not just a long weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the second week, heading off to Malaga.
Oh, hang on. I bet you this is a teacher. Having 2 weeks off because the kids are off as well at the same time.
Well, I can't wait.
You dog.
Oh, the life of working in a primary school.
Oh, stop.
The holidays are just amazing. I'm Shot Ray.
Yeah.
Maria in Galway. Bye, guys. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Maria. It's great you love the show, but we hate you. So you sound lovely. You sound delightful. But unfortunately, you've put in this position where we can't. We can't like you in any way. And Fiona, I played the Scouser cat a few minutes ago. This is the cat with the Scouse accent. Sounds like this.
Real.
Well, a scouse a cat. It was it Fiona that sent that? Yeah.
Ray, please play the Kerry cat again for us.
I don't know if it was Kerry or Cork, was it?
I thought it was Cork.
We're just travelling from Kerry to Galway, and we miss Kerry, don't we, lads?
Yeah.
I don't know whoever was in the car, but it was like, yeah.
Whatever.
This is the Kerry or the Cork cat. Yeah, it depends on your preference. Have a listen. Yeah, he's a quail boy for the old cat food, huh? He's a great man. He's up the jacket.
Ray Foley.
That new May Stevens song, I want to play that in a couple of minutes. And Flo Rida is on the way next. Flo Rida, see you wild ones. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good day. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. It's Monday. It's a short week. I'm feeling great. Whoop, whoop. Can I get a whoop? Whoop. I'll tell you what, you are on. You are
always
you are plugged in and ready to
go. Primed.
0874 100 102 is our text. Sophia's been on. Oh no! Sophia says on short rate, it's social media. Sophia, again, avoiding my phone over the weekend was tough, especially without your handy social media summaries. Love the show. Hey. A from Sophia. Sophia, I'm so sorry. I forgot to do radio social media for you.
She's on day two or five, six, day seven, I think, of her social media break.
Okay, here we go. So instead of using the phone, you've got me, Sophia. Here we go. I've got a recipe for noodles.
Right.
Who doesn't know how to make noodles?
Add boiling water, right?
Just make noodles. You don't need to watch a video to learn how to make noodles. Just make the noodles. Next, an ad for a dish drying rack. It's like it goes over the top of the sink.
That's handy.
It folds out and you put the dishes on top of it and they drip down into the sink. But how do you wash the dishes in the first place if the drying rack is on top of the sink?
Don't be poking holes in that, Ray.
Next, that girl who does the lip syncing to videos. It's the Louis Walsh one.
I like her.
And it's very funny.
Very
the thing she does, the way she does Louis's mouth as he's talking is very funny.
Her name Kaylee or something.
Next, a Ring doorbell. A load of goats are on a porch and one of the goats rings the doorbell and they all get scared by the noise and they run off.
Isn't social media something else, isn't it?
I tell you, we're living in the future. There's a cat trying to jump from a wardrobe onto a couch and oh! It has just misjudged the distance.
Of course it has, yeah.
So it has fallen before it reaches the couch.
It's like a cat fail, that.
And an ad for a yoga stretching app. It's a young man in ridiculously good shape doing stretches. He's no shoes or socks on or top. It makes me feel bad about myself. So I swipe on quickly. You're welcome, Sophia. Do it again for you tomorrow, love, okay? May Stevens and If We Ever Broke Up on Today FM. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello, it's Ray Foley on Sex on Fire. Kings of Leon. Good afternoon. See, WrestleMania was on over the weekend, JP.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 39. Jesus, the WrestleMania's nearly getting as old as myself.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, WrestleMania 39 was on over the weekend. Let me see what I've got for you. Did you know The Rock's daughter was wrestling in WrestleMania? There was big hype about it prior to the fight itself that she was going to be doing her in-ring debut. As a wrestler, she's 21 years of old. 21 years of age.
Right.
21 years old.
Sure.
Pick one of them. Don't do the two at the same
time. Just go one with confidence, right? Come on.
Dwayne Johnson's daughter, Ava Rain, was in action on this year's WrestleMania weekend at NXT Stand and Deliver. The 21-year-old lost her in-ring debut at the event's kickoff show, yet her father is nothing but proud of her performance. Here's the thing, right? If someone said to me, you're going to have to wrestle The Rock's daughter, I think my reply would be, no, you're grand.
Well, it would be unusual for them to ask you because then you'd be a man wrestling a woman, which
yeah,
would
okay.
be unusual.
Yeah, fair enough.
That would be strange.
But were I a woman,
okay,
I still would maintain the position of, do you know what, you honestly?
Because you reckon dad's going to come after you, is that it?
That is one option, but the other is, this is The Rock's daughter. Mm. The Rock's daughter is going to kick your ass.
It's in the genes, yeah.
Now, she lost in the end or whatever, but even, I think from the outset, I mean, in terms of the psychology, getting inside your opponent's head, I mean, I just, do you know what? Will we just go for a drink instead? Or rock, paper, scissors.
True enough.
That'd after be
the,
a good
named
one.
After the dad as well, yeah.
The rock, paper, scissors. Dwayne Johnson, paper, scissors is the name of the game now. So yeah, WrestleMania 39. Let me see. Shane McMahon suffers torn quad in surprise WrestleMania 39 appearance. I don't remember any of the... I don't know what... You see, Brock Lesnar picks
Lesnar.
Up...
Lesnar?
That's what it says here.
It's Brock Lesnar, right?
That's what I said, Lesnar.
Like I said, Lesnar.
Roman Reigns defeats Cody Rhodes, retains WWE Universal title, and Roman Reigns flying it. Snoop Dogg steps in at the last second during Do you know, like, I just all of these funny names, like Brock Lesnar.
Lesnar.
And Snoop Dogg. I just, none of them compete with the originals. It just got so cold in here. Didn't it? The lights went off.
Where's that smoke coming from?
There's a chill in the air as the entire stadium has fallen silent. Seriously, this is amazing. Do you remember this? Hairs in the back of the neck stuff. Your man, Paul Bearer, Undertaker's his manager. And he's got the urn, and the urn has the power over the Undertaker. And the commentators ringside losing their minds. It's so cold in here. Jerry, it's freezing.
We've only seen this routine a million times.
But it never gets old. The crowd's going wild. Will somebody put 50p in the meter? Because the lights are all gone off. Hang on, there's a quiet bit coming up here. Hang on. He's got to do something cool now, Wilfred. Okay, fair enough. It's just another bong, but it is amazing. Do you remember Papa Shango?
I do indeed, yeah.
He set the Ultimate Warrior's feet on fire once. That's scary. I'm trying to think of other ones. There was the Lover Boy, Shawn Michaels. Was he Lover Boy? Bret the Hitman Hart. All the classics. Never mind your Lesnar's, The Rock's daughter. Anyway, that was WrestleMania on over the weekend. Beyonce, this is Break My Soul on Today FM. Beyonce released the Wiggle. Break My Soul, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. We're talking about WrestleMania 39, which of course... Oh, it's got so cold in here.
Freezing.
It's just an excuse to play The Undertaker's theme music. Bong indeed. Bong indeed, ladies and gentlemen. And joining us live on the air for the nation this afternoon, the one and only, from off the ball, wrestling fan, our wrestling correspondent.
It would be, yeah.
It's the one and only Will O'Callaghan, ladies and gentlemen.
Ray and JP, how are you? You are probably less caffeinated than I am to try and get through this Monday.
Well, were you up? Would you stay up and watch it all weekend? Were you watching it, or were you glued to the WrestleMania 39?
This is the problem with two nights of it at SoFi this weekend, Ray, is that there was 7.5 hours of wrestling across the two nights, so I had to watch last night's card this morning. I couldn't stay up for two nights in a row. I did stay up for Saturday, which is probably the better of the two nights, and then I watched in peace this morning, the second night, and I'm glad that I got a good night's sleep last night.
Because it wasn't... is this not all... We're doing 2 days of it now. Is it not just a sign of where we're at in terms of the how commercial it is, and that it's just a massive money spinner now for this ginormous conglomerate enterprise?
Well, it's a way, Ray, of sticking 160,000 people into SoFi in Los Angeles over the two nights as opposed to maybe selling a stadium out for one night. And that's possibly why Endeavor have made the decision this morning to purchase 51% of WWE, merge it with the UFC in a deal that they say is costing them $21 billion. So they've basically estimated their share of WWE at $9 billion and about $12 billion for the UFC. And it means that Vince McMahon stays somewhat in control of WWE, which was not expected after he had a series of scandals last year. But he's doing a press conference with CNBC currently, and he says that he will still have some day-to-day running in the company despite selling the controlling share. So WWE and UFC are now effectively a merged company, with Dana White still running the day-to-day in the UFC and Vince McMahon essentially still at the head of WWE. Not expected. It looked like WWE were about to sell to Saudi Arabia. And then apparently this weekend, while everyone was in Los Angeles, they hammered out this huge deal, which is a huge amount of money as well, at $21 billion effectively for the two companies.
They're very different businesses, though, I imagine. One, like, well, with the the UFC end of things is actual fighting, right? And not to take away from the showmanship or the athleticism that's involved in the WWE, but the thing that's always been criticised for is that it's not real wrestling anyway. But, like, the outcomes are predetermined, aren't they?
They are predetermined. So you're going to have one which will be effectively orchestrated action and one will be shoot action in the UFC, where two guys go in or two women go in to fight for a title, and it's not predetermined. But in many ways, there's probably principles in both, lads, that are the same, which is that both companies are trying to sell big TV deals and pay-per-view. Right. And that might be the biggest change for WWE right now. So for the last few years, particularly since the middle of the last decade, they've gone to a subscriber model where you join their network, or more recently in the USA, you join Peacock, you pay a monthly fee, you get effectively their old pay-per-views and their new pay-per-views as part of that deal. I would be surprised if Endeavour don't look to make as much money as possible from this. There's also a huge crossover. Like last night, you had Conor McGregor tweeting people in WWE before the sale was due to go through. WWE have got Brock Lesnar, Ronda Rousey as part of their roster currently. So I think there probably will be a certain amount of crossover appeal between both companies as well. This might be a huge cross-promotional opportunity for them. And they've both got TV deals with Fox, which might make this a little bit easier as well.
Okay. And then there would be a certain amount, I imagine, of like the fans of both both styles, I suppose, will be, there'll be a crossover there as well. It'll be fairly similar demos. Tell us about the actual WrestleMania 39 then itself that happened over the weekend. This spectacular event, but we had some Irish partaking as well, or been involved in it.
Yeah, with Irish in some of the best matches across the two nights. So Finn Balor from Wicklow was involved in the Hell in a Cell match against Edge last night, which he ultimately lost. It was a bit of a blood fest, but was incredibly entertaining, possibly the best match on night two. Becky Lynch was involved with two of the probably old favourites that are your older listeners who may have watched the Attitude Era would know, Lita and Trish Stratus, who she was tagging with. She won her match against Damage Control. And then Sheamus, a Dubliner, who's possibly the most decorated Irish wrestler of all time, former world champion. He was involved in a match with Gunter, who was a former Irish champion here, and he retained the Intercontinental belt, potentially going for 1,000 days as champion in a really good match against Sheamus and Drew McIntyre, which is very similar to the match that they had in Cardiff, Sheamus and Gunter, back last summer in the Clash of the Castle. So two of the best matches of last night had Irish involvement in them. And in the big match, again, last night was all about long title reigns being continued. Roman Reigns kept both of the main titles, beating Cody Rhodes, who had been expected to win. A guy who had set up a rival company in AEW 3 years ago, had gone back to win the title at WWE, which had never been won by his father, the great Dusty Rhodes. But there was a bit of a shock finish where Roman Reigns got to keep the title.
Do you like it, Will?
I don't enjoy it as much as I used to.
Really?
I must say it was very testing of fandom when half of their staff was let go during the pandemic a couple of years ago.
Right.
I don't watch it as vividly as I would have before. I don't think anyone has got time to watch at least 5 hours of main programming and possibly a pay-per-view every few weeks and then whatever extra program there might be. But I still follow along and keep an eye on it, particularly on, say, YouTube clips, and I listen to a few podcasts along the way. That's the way I do, rather than being a week-to-week fan. But yeah, the bug bit me about 20 years ago and it hasn't
this
fully
is
disappeared
just
yet.
No more than anything, that when we were kids, the older you get, the less time you have for the things that you would spend an awful lot of time doing, and I suppose they're demanding more and more of you as well. What's the timeline then for the merging, or is it done? Is it all done and just $21 billion between the WWE and the UFC?
Yeah, so it's effectively all agreed in principle at this stage. So it'll be 51% that Endeavour will take over, and then they're going to merge into a company which will be trading as TKO, they say, which will be UFC and WWE combined. So they'll keep their existing management structures with Endeavour effectively above them. But Endeavour, we're saying, and particularly the people that negotiated the deal that have been speaking this afternoon, that they're not going to get directly involved in the current running of it. But obviously we keep our eye on some possible changes. I think the pay-per-view is the one that's very likely to happen with WWE, but it'll be intriguing to see how the next few months play out, because most people thought that Saudi Arabia, who were reportedly very far advanced in a $9 billion bid just a few months ago, have now missed out on the chance to buy WWE. But bizarrely enough, Ray, a few years ago, back in 2009, when UFC was a lot less valuable than it is now after the MMA boom of the last 15 years or so, WWE had the chance to buy them for millions of dollars back then, didn't, and now they've been purchased by the owners of the UFC. So amazing how much has changed between 2009 and 2023.
Yeah, a massive change in these huge global international stellar superstars. Oh my God, Will, it's just gotten very cold here in studio.
Honestly, what's wrong?
It's got, the lights have come down, the dry ice is across the floor. And there's a chill. There's a, are you feeling that, JP?
I can feel the chill, right?
There's a chill.
I can feel it right here, yeah. This piping remote at the moment, I can feel it.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, lads.
Cheers, man. All the best.
Ray Foley.
Oh, so cold. So cold. All right, let's warm you up. Trying to make a call to you on the cash machine in a few minutes. And Lewis Capaldi, next.
Love rock music. Open the Today
FM. Nicki Minaj and Starships. This is Today FM. And the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. How you doing? I'm Ray, there's JP.
Oh, it's been great.
Playing a new song from Hozier in just a couple of minutes. First, it's time for your entertainment update. Thanks, JP. Jennifer Aniston says there's a whole generation of kids who find Friends episodes, quote, offensive. The 54-year-old said that people used to be able to joke about what they wanted, but now people have to be, quote, very careful, and it makes it, quote, hard for comedians. Over the years, the show has come under scrutiny for its lack of diversity and for not featuring more black and Asian characters and for being sexist. Modern critics say the show hasn't aged well. But you know what has aged well?
What's that?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
She's 54. My God. I want a gallon of whatever she's drinking. How you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
JP.
Thanks, Ray. Well-known singer Adele could be about to slap her fiancé with a giant prenup agreement ahead of their nuptials. The rolling in the deep star is rolling in the dough with a reported net worth of $220 million. Now, rumour has it singer doesn't want to make her fiancé Rich Paul any richer if their relationship ever does go south and the cold shoulder singer gives him the cold shoulder. Friends say the chasing pavement singer is worried her lover could be chasing payments in the shape of a windfall from the Skyfall singer, Ray.
Jim P, thanks indeed. James Corden only has 12 shows left. The Late Late Show in America is now in its final month.
Oh, I thought he was dying.
Sorry?
I thought he was dying when you said he's only got 12 shows left.
No, he's handed in his notice.
Oh, okay.
It's now in its final month with its last episode scheduled to air on CBS on the 27th of April. And Corden says he wants to make the move back over to this side of the pond. Meanwhile, our own Late Late Show host has only 8 episodes left as Ryan Tuberty plans to ride off into the Connemara sunset on the 26th of May. Coincidence? I think not. Fictional telly sources say that it's now highly likely that a straight swap could be on the cards, with Tubbs taking the US Late Late Show and James Corden taking the Irish Late Late Show. It's the obvious choice, says one unverified authority not at all close to the matter. They say they'll never get the name of the show wrong because it's the Late Late Show here and it's the Late Late Show there. True. So that's way easier than training up Claire Byrne. Watch this space.
JP. Okay, thanks, Ray. Former Countdown brain box Carol Vorderman is putting the man into Vorderman. 5 of them, to be exact. Yes, she says satisfying her romantic needs is no conundrum as she's dating 5 dudes at the moment. The 62-year-old says she's open and honest with her guy friends, and their sexy arrangement works for everyone involved. It's just great. It seems in the case of this sexagenarian mathematician, 5 into 1 does go. Romantically, I mean, of course.
And that's your entertainment update. Oh, woo. Good night. Little bop, isn't it? Hozier's new song, it's called Eat Your Young. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Or just love. I've got a giveaway this week, JP.
Did you
hear this news? Every day this week, we give you the chance to win a 2-night break at Farnham Estate in Cavan, which is absolutely gorgeous.
Lovely.
If you need a break on us... Yeah, it was a bit slow, but sure, whatever. You and your guests will enjoy a stay in a newly refurbished room with breakfast each morning and dinner for two in the Cedar Rooms restaurant in Farnham Estate. That's right, you could be winning, again, a little bit slow off the mark. Farnham Estate and Spa and Golf Resort is just 90 minutes from Dublin. It sits on 1,300 acres of mature woodlands, and your chance to win with us coming up shortly.
Mostly cloudy for the rest of the day, but at least it'll be dry. Highs of 9 to 13 degrees. Today, FM News, more on The Last Word at 4:30.
Ben Finnegan, everyone.
Yeah.
So, Ben, we're doing this giveaway, this a two-night break at Farnham Estate in Cavan.
Lovely.
Okay. And the kids are off at the moment, and of course, there's a lot of parents around the nation who are sick to the back teeth of their own progeny, and they need to get away. And you know what? I might fall into the category.
Kids and teachers have it so easy. So many holidays, I can't keep up.
That's Ben that said that. I would like to say that I think the teachers do sterling work and they deserve all of their... They earn it. They earn all of their time off.
Not all heroes wear capes, right?
Not all heroes wear capes. And the training days are my favourite. I think you deserve those training days because you need more training to put up, particularly with my children. You should have another six...
Martial arts training is what they're after.
You know, you should have pepper spray training. Okay, so JP, what are we... Oh, no. What's the
issue?
What's the game?
Well, given that the Easter period is all about
Jesus,
the resurrection of Jesus, I thought it was only fair to resurrect one of Jesus' favourite radio games. So we're going to be playing Easter or Western.
Oh, there we go.
Ben, are you familiar?
This is a terrible bit.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Do you remember this from 20 years ago? This was JP's pride and joy. This was... Yeah. JP's great. This was what JP felt was going to be his Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It was like an original quiz show format that JP developed on his own.
I've yet to sell it to various different international territories.
Because no one wants to buy it. No one wants to buy this.
It's a matter of time.
So let's play then, Ben. We're playing our exciting game, Easter or Wester. JP, remind us how the game works.
No need. Let's dive straight in.
No. Just for those who are the uninitiated, it's classic Easter or Wester rules. So we're doing this by the book, guys. Respect the quiz. So I'm going to name two places, and you have to tell me if the first one, try and keep up, is Easter or Wester.
I thought it was the other way around.
I
was the other way around.
Why would it be the other way around?
Because you tell us the first place and that's our originating.
Yeah, then we have to decide whether the second one is Easter or Wester.
Don't put me on the spot like that. Because I've already set out the questions. The way I'm going to ask the question will
explain.
Excuse me, I own the licensing.
All of the licensing ways.
I have carte blanche to change the rules as I see fit.
So it's basically location one is X. Then location two.
Correct.
Easter or Western.
It's a simple... Okay. Easter or Western.
So you're doing it the wrong way around, but anyway, fine.
Ben, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Is Belfast Easter or Western than Waterford?
Ooh, it is... Easter.
It's Easter. You're correct. Well done.
That's good.
It's a good start. Ben...
Am I getting a go at all? No.
Do you want to go?
I'm sure looking
so you've just disrespected the quiz.
Oh, I'm out now, am I?
Well, you can be back in. Okay, Ray.
Steve-O's gone. He's just scarpered.
He's at the door. Ray, is Athlone Easter or Wester than Mullingar?
Athlone is Wester.
Correct. You're well done.
Thank you. That's geography.
Yeah. Ben, is Denmark Easter or Wester than Sweden? This is good. This is good stuff.
Denmark?
Yeah.
It's furthest point, you mean? It's further west.
You're correct. It is west.
Who is it?
It is western.
I would have gone Easter.
Yeah. All right. To end honors even with Ben.
This has been thrilling.
This has been thrilling stuff. Is Belgium Easter or Wester than Luxembourg?
Belgium is Wester than Luxembourg.
Today's winner.
No.
Is Ben.
Woo!
Ray,
what was the answer?
It's Easter.
What was Easter?
How's that working?
Yeah,
Belgium is Easter.
No, I'm not having it.
It is Easter in Luxembourg.
Well done, Ben.
Woo!
Well done. Congratulations, Ben. You've won a two-night break for two.
Oh, great!
In the Farnham Estate. Actually, no, we're doing it with listeners next, are we?
All right.
Yeah, we are. 0874 100 102. Text the word Easter and only the word Easter and we'll play our exciting game with you.
Ray Foley.
Next.
Today FM.
I don't know if it's appropriate to describe it as an exciting game, but... Geography.
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
Could you sound a bit more excited?
Could you respect the quiz?
This is Today FM. bad. This is a bad idea, man. Could have fought some anti-hero. Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Oh. It's Monday. It's not... This isn't Easter Monday. Next Monday is Easter Monday, isn't it? But it's Easter week, which is an opportunity for JP to blow the dust off the old, the classic radio bit. Irish radio's most seasonal quiz game. This is Easter or Wester we're playing this afternoon and every afternoon this week. We're giving you the chance to win a two-night break at Farnham Estate in Cavan. You and your guest will enjoy a stay in a newly refurbished room with breakfast each morning and dinner for two in the Cedar Rooms restaurant, just 90 minutes from Dublin, in a gorgeous spot with the hotel's stylish charm and magnificent golf course and the state-of-the-art spa. This, why don't we just ring the person and just give them the prize?
That would be nice, yeah.
We just make it a random... Just text in and you would give them the prize rather than doing all this Easter...
We've got a quiz, we want to use it. We only get to do this once a year, Ray.
Farnhamestate.ie is their website.
I just feel... You're so down on this idea.
It's not our best work.
No, you're right. It's my best work. You've nothing to do with this. Don't try and claim credit.
It's ringing. Who are we calling?
Mary Donegal.
Mary.
Hello.
Hello, Mary.
Yeah.
Hello, Mary. It's Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm all right, Mary. Listen, I'm so sorry about this. Look, to all intents and purposes, you're the winner in my eyes, but we have to go through this rigmarole of a game called Easter or Wester. Are you familiar
with
the...
It's deadly crack.
Are you familiar with the concept, Mary?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right, Mary, girl. Listen, do you want to say hello to anyone before we get into the exciting radio game?
Anybody knows me.
Anyone who knows you? Can I get some names there, Mary?
Tracy McGinnis, hopefully, and people I work with.
Who? Tracy, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, hi to Tracy. Lots of love. Are you ready then?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going first? Ladies first. I'll give Mary the first crack at it here.
All right then, Mary. Starting with you. Is New York Easter or Wester than Moscow?
Well, it depends on what way you're going. Which way you're going?
Yeah. We're going classic. We're going classic, Ray, yeah. Don't mess with the rules. It's not your baby. Mary, I'm going to need to press you for an... I think your energy is really off, man. Your energy is so off.
This game is his baby.
Yeah.
This baby, do you nourish it?
I wouldn't insult your babies to your face, would I? Behind your back, I would. Mary, I must press you for an answer.
Wester.
Of course it is Wester, correct. Well done. 1-0 to Mary. I'm not rooting for Mary, but go Mary. Yeah, Ray, could you gather your composure, please?
I'm ready, JP.
Because I can wait all day.
I'm ready, I said.
Is Cavan, Ray, Easter or Wester than Longford?
Ooh.
That is tricky now, isn't it?
Cavan Town?
Yeah.
Longford Town?
Yeah. How big exactly do you think those counties are?
Cavan would be Easter.
It is Easter. Well done. One apiece. You see, now he's got a stake in the game. He's interested.
This is a good game. You know what?
Isn't it, though?
I take it all back. This is a brilliant game.
I've won you over. Mary.
Yeah?
Is Ennis Easter or Wester than Limerick? That's tricky. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Ennis, Limerick.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you looking up on Google Maps?
No, I'm not.
The cheek of you. Are you joking me?
I wish I had it in front of me, but no, I'm not.
Off the top of your head, Mary. This is the game is sacrosanct. Yeah.
Were you about to say Wester there, Mary?
Yeah.
I knew you were. Yeah. Because
what did she say? She said Easter first.
No, I think there was a problem with the line. What was your what answer are you going with?
I'm going Western.
Correct. Western's correct. That's two correct. Two out of two. That's good going. Ray, to spoil the fun. Is Riga in Latvia Easter or Wester than Paris, France, Raymond?
This is such a confusing
I need an answer. Come on.
It's Easter.
It is Easter. Cool piece.
So that's it. It's a draw. So do Mary and I have to go to Cavan together then, is that it?
That's not a binding law of the game, no. Well, we do a tiebreaker and the first person to shout gets it.
Okay, go on then.
You're both in play. First person to shout the answer gets it. This is exciting stuff. Right down to the wire. Everyone listening? Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Here we go. Is Berlin Easter or Wester than Hamburg?
Eastern.
Yes! She's got it! Oh, Mary!
Justice has prevailed.
And Mary has won.
Mary, what an exciting game that turned out to be. And it really works around Easter time. Easter or Wester, live on the radio. And Mary, for you, actually, this is a swanky prize. For enduring that quiz, you've got a two-night break at Farnham Estate in Cavan. You've got to stay in a refurbished room, breakfast each morning, dinner for two in the Cedar Rooms restaurant. Well done, Mary!
Oh, thank you.
You beauty. Listen, thanks so much for taking our call.
Really?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Mary. Yay. Thanks for listening. Have a lovely break in Cavan. That's a Farnham Estate and a chance to win all week right here on Today FM. I like that Mary had the same energy as I did for Easter or Wester. She sounded broken too. It was just like after 2 hours of this that she was like, oh, come on, just get through
it's
it.
It's got a great name. It fits the time of the year. It's exciting to play. You're just a hater.
Breakfast at Tiffany's from Deep Blue Something. This is Today FM, and we were just playing our game.
My game.
JP's game, Easter or Wester for the week that's in it. Marty's over there, Marty.
Yeah, lads, Easter or Wester. That was a tough game.
Why?
When the first answer was Easter, the next one was Wester. And then Easter, and then Wester.
What?
And then Easter, and then Wester.
Was that the case? Were they alternating answers? I didn't even notice.
Well, exactly. You didn't notice.
Because I was so engrossed in the game.
You were invested in the game. Exactly, Martin.
Do you know, that's actually true. I was invested in the game. Because of my competitive streak, I wasn't going to let her win.
Dopey Ray didn't cop on and lost.
I don't think there's any need for the name calling, Marty. That's your contribution. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
Yep, swear to God. We didn't get to do WrestleMania. WrestleMania,
yeah.
Instead of WrestleMania, where we cash in on the success of WrestleMania with our rival event, which is going to feature a bunch of famous Russells wrestling. We've got Russell Crowe, yeah. Russell Brand, comedian Russell Howard, and TV astrologist Russell Grant. We didn't get to do RussoMania,
yeah.
Where we tried to find the world's biggest fan of the actress Rene Russo. You'll remember her from films like Outbreak, Get Shorty, and Tin Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't she in?
She was in loads.
Mel Gibson.
Excuse me.
I'm too old for this.
Lethal Weapon 3. She was indeed. Yeah.
I'm too Mel Gibson. I'm too old for this. And I am. Great news.
Yeah.
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Quality ingredients. Make.